In commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the founding of the National Endowment for the Humanities, the University of Virginia is hosting a four-day celebration, Human Ties. This public humanities forum will be held from September 14th through the 17th in Charlottesville, Virginia. National Endowment for the Humanities Chairman William Adams joins us now to reflect on the last 50 years of the NEH.
President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the National Foundation on the Arts and Humanities Act on September 29, 1965. That act created the National Endowment for the Humanities as an independent federal agency, declaring that the humanities belong to all the people of the United States. In the past five decades, this stirring vision has served as our beacon. Since its founding, NEH has given out 63,000 grants totaling approximately $5.3 billion. Those funds have created and supported humanities research, public programs, education and preservation projects in all of the humanities disciplines and many different kinds of institutions. As NEH grew from an agency primarily focused on research to one that had broader public ambition and impact, it was helped in its work by the network of state humanities councils established in the 1970s. Through the work of NEH and the state councils, the cultural infrastructure of the United States has grown impressively. For example, there are now more than 35,000 museums in the United States, attracting approximately 850 million visitors every year. These developments would not have been possible without public investment and public support, and without NEH's leadership and singular commitment to the nation's cultural legacy and capacity. Our programs are crucial to the work libraries and museums are doing to preserve and develop their collections. Our grants fund the exhibitions that bring members of the public into museums and libraries and historic sites. They help institutions experiment with cutting-edge digital technology, ensuring broader and easier access to humanities materials and resources. And they provide crucial funds to the endowments of cultural organizations seeking to secure their institutional capacity to serve their publics. NEH grants have also enabled the collection and editing of the papers of important Americans, including George Washington, Mark Twain, Martin Luther King Jr., Emily Dickinson, Thomas Edison, Walt Whitman, and Willa Cather. They brought history alive for millions of Americans from the path-breaking 1976 King Tut exhibition that was seen by nearly 8 million people across the United States, to the most recent Ken Burns documentary, The Roosevelts, which was watched by 33 million people in its first showing on public television. Our grants have supported prize-winning books on history and ideas. They have led to the exciting discovery of the original Jamestown Colony Fort and the tomb of King Midas, and they have strengthened the teaching of the nearly 85,000 college faculty and high school teachers who have participated in NEH seminars and workshops. As NEH plans for its next 50 years, we look again to the words of the legislators who foresaw the need for a federal cultural agency. Their assertion that the democracy demands wisdom and vision in its citizens sums up their conviction, and ours, that the humanities are central to the preservation of the nation's rich cultural heritage and legacies. The future of our democracy depends in part on our support for the institutions in which the humanities live and flourish.
More information about the forum can be found at humanties2016.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.